Welcome to episode 24 of the Dealers Compress podcast. My name is Paul J. Daly. I'll be your host. And as you can tell, we have a different setting if you're watching. Maybe a little different vibe and a slower cadence if you're listening. And this is an important episode. So when I think of 24, I think of 24 hours in a day. And I thought it would be great to just take a step back and review the process that got us to episode 24 and also what got us to the episode we're releasing next week, which is an exclusive interview in Chicago that we did with Dale Pollack, which, as you know, if you've been following around, has been an inspiration and a part of the source content of the series when we started. So when I say pursue clarity, really knowing where you want to go helps you decide which process to engage in. Humans are hardwired for process. And when I say process, I mean the ups and the downs and the wins and the losses and the successes and the pain and the heartache that are involved with growth and are involved with moving forward. And the truth is that you can't see any process through unless you've engaged that. So whether you're trying to change your business, whether you're trying to embark on being a parent or starting a career and going to school or just getting started in any industry, you are engaging in a process. And to expect that you're going to go into something and just automatically be good at it or automatically get success is just really nonsense. But still, a lot of times we try to convince ourselves that it's just going to go well, and then we get, surprised when it doesn't. So about 3 years ago, I started on a process of learning what it is that is important to dealerships because I wanted to contribute to an industry in transition. And some people would probably say an industry in crisis because everything's changing. The digital landscape is changing. Customers buy cars in a different way now. They desire to be marketed to in a different way. And as we ran the reconditioning company, Image Auto and Rim Doctor, who were recently acquired, running those companies for 15 years and growing, like even though we offered reconditioning service that made cars look better, I wanted to bring value to dealers by understanding their overall issues and problems and then creating things that help them be better, not even regarding reconditioning. So 3 years ago, that journey led me to start going to conferences and start listening to problems not related to our line of business, but related to our industry. It led me to starting to read books. And one of those books was called Velocity. It was by a man named Dale Pollack. And Dale Pollack was an industry thought leader, a visionary who built a company called V-Auto. And V-Auto really revolutionized the way dealers value and buy their inventory that they can then resell. And it's based on the actual data of what people are paying for the car. So back in the day, if you're not familiar with the car industry, the used car industry specifically, dealers would buy a car or take it in on trade. They would put all the money they're going to put into it, into the car, and whatever that dollar amount was, now that they own the car for, they would just mark it up $3,000, and that was what a used car sold for. It was just common practice. It's how it was, and it's no longer the case now because digital has now brought great transparency to pricing. So now when a car is acquired by a dealer, now they already know based on the data what they think that car will sell for based, and that's really empowered by Dale's product, V-Auto, changed everything. The company was bought and Dale is now the executive vice president for Cox Automotive, who serves the auto industry in many, 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 many facets. So I started reading his stuff and started paying attention as I grew. And then I started to realize that Dale also cared about more things, not just velocity-based management, but he cared about dealers and their families because he was a family car guy. And beyond that, even further, like he cares about people and he thinks that dealers have a great opportunity to make positive impacts on the lives of people because think about it, cars and vehicles touch every area of our lives. They're a part of, you know, kids' graduations and having a baby and starting a family and getting a job. And he just saw this great interaction or opportunity for car dealers to make a positive impact. And so he also starts working in that direction. So I started listening and paying attention and consuming. And then I started thinking and generating my own thoughts based on the pieces that came together and the way I saw it. And little by little, I started to build a library of content. And then I read Dale's book, Like I See It, a little over a year ago, and I said, wow, this book is saying a lot of the things that I feel. So that's when the Dealer's Compress series was born, and we started creating a series around the principles in the book, and that's how we got started. And guess what? Well, that got Dale's attention because it was somebody that was doing the work and engaging the process of, you know, fleshing those concepts out, making them more accessible to more people, which is perpetuating his mission and the process that he was in. And little by little, Dale and I started to build this relationship off of this mutual understanding of what we believed and the energy and the passion that we both had. And this all culminated in the interview that we're going to, in my mind, it culminated in the interview that we're going to show next week. And that is when we went out to Chicago and we brought a camera crew and we did an exclusive interview with Dale at the V Auto headquarters. And we talked about some of these principles. And the first question I asked him was, why did you agree to do this interview? He doesn't need to do it. He's a busy man, and he didn't need to. And so his answer was really an encouragement to me, and maybe we'll show it at the end of this episode just as a little teaser into next week. But all that coming back into the center of saying the process is important. Don't neglect the process. You can't skip it. You can't sidestep it. And if you try to, you're just going to make it longer. So 24, a little contemplative today, kind of in preview of the episode we're going to launch next week, which is an exclusive interview. Just saying, whatever process you're in today, understand, get clarity on where you want to end up. And then just embrace the process, embrace the hard things of it, and understand that's going to take the ups and the downs and the ups and the downs, the wins and the losses to get to the end of it. Thank you for watching this video content. Thank you for paying attention and being part of this journey. If you know anyone else that would maybe bring value from this, or you want as part of this community, please invite them. And as always, if you have any thoughts or anything you think I might be able to help with or benefit from, please reach out directly. The contact information is readily available. There are no walls in between it. And again, thanks for being part of this community, and thanks for listening. Pursue clarity.
Well, Dale, thank you again for taking time out of your schedule. And I'm curious sometimes, like, why did you agree to take some time out of your schedule to do this?
Well, Paul, it's always great to be with you. And, you know, I'm really curious about you because you do so many different things.